Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 10 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 9 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 6 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 5 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 5 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 7 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 12 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Clear. 22 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Sunny. 23 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Sunny. 23 degrees. Good afternoon. 17 hundred hours. Clear. 19 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile.
KC8YVF, KC8BOA, I'll be with you in a minute. KC8YVF, KC8BOA.
Good evening, Rick. KC8YVF, how was your day?
Semi-productive, not as productive as I was hoping, but got a few things done, which is always good.
Well, that's good. Just another day as usual at work for me. I'm picking off more stuff, putting up more parts. So, fairly easy day as far as that. I only had 8 parts to put up, but it basically took the entire day to do it, so it just depends on the number of images that I got to put up along with those parts, and these this company usually has quite a few images, so some of them I have to put up 20 to 30 images to get these online, so takes a little time.
Yep, that is nice. That is nice to have those images when you're looking at things. You want to know what you're looking at. Is it going to work? I'm trying to retrofit this into my operation, and is this piece going to fit in that location?
Absolutely. So these were just stock photos from the manufacturer, which they do a good job of taking photos, which is good. Not only photos of the product itself, but installation after they've been installed to what it looks like or something like that. But we also have in-house a 3D 360 imaging system, so we've got a guy that for images that we don't have that option, we will take the part that we have in stock and he will do 3D imaging of it so that they can look at it from all angles and spin it around on 3D and do that. So we've been doing that for a number of years just to kind of outpace our competition in the web.
Oh, very good, very good. Now, can you do that for your 3D printer?
Yeah, you probably could. You could probably take something and spend a product and give me a 3D cycling of it, or at least in that realm, but, well, I'm dodging cars out here that want to do, he's going to, well, some guy in a Ford just did a wonderful time out here. He swerved around me, cut around, cut back in front of me, and swerved around somebody else. I don't know where he's going, trying to go, but be the first one at the hospital, I guess, but in the emergency room, but he's going to try and get there. But, yeah, that would be handy sometimes to be able to do that.
I've looked at them, and they are very, very pricey. There are supposed to be ways you can use your camera to go ahead and do it yourself with some different software and that. But I don't know how well that all works, and don't know of anybody doing it. So I don't know of anybody doing actual 3D scans either, so that's something that would have to be taken in. So I was looking at printing a vacuum 2.5-inch hose to 2.5-inch hose connector.
Well, the Maker World, Bamboo's Maker World site has that capability, and that's, matter of fact, one thing I'm going to be working on tonight. My granddaughter broke a plastic item. It's basically a tube or a cylinder that's hollow in the center, and it has 4 prongs that stick up, and she snapped one of the prongs off. So tonight I super glued it back on. She had the parts, so I would have a complete structure. And then from there, I will take a photo of it. I don't have to take a 3D, just a photo of it. And then I upload that photo into Maker World, and it will do its best to replicate a 3D version of that. So it's worked before. I've done several different things using that. So if not, it should be simple enough in Tinkercad. I just have to have a hollow cylinder and these 4 prongs, and I think I've got the necessary knowledge to at least do that, I hope.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, you mentioned the other day you needed to use some ABS or some ASA for that wheelchair for the cat. And I wondered if you have tried out any of the PLA Plus.
I have. I've had a couple of different spools of it. Matter of fact, I have one right now that I'm using on the second printer. It's just from another Chinese company, $10 spool on, or yeah, $10 filament PLA plus on cardboard spool, so it's working on my Bamboo A1, which is just a single color, hang the spool on the holder and manually feed it in. And I did not try that. I used regular PLA for the initial one, and that one was too big, so they didn't even get to try that one. The second one was just regular PLA, and the legs are quite tall from the structure. It's kind of a U-shape that goes around the body of the cat, and then two legs that come down. And the legs are quite long. They're about 9 inches long, so the cat kind of toppled over and snapped one off. Well, I did do the ABS, and I reinforced it with two T's that I just went in the Tinkercad and measured what the frame was, the width of it, and that, and made them 3.5 millimeters thick, and they're basically 20 millimeters wide in a T-shape, and did four of those and super glued it to help support those legs, and those seem to have worked. So I have not tried PLA Plus, at least for structural things like that.
Yeah, I haven't tried it out too much for structural. I've used it a few times in that, and someone said something about annealing the plastic and so forth, where you got to put it in the oven at a certain temperature for so long to basically kind of like almost like a heat treat process to relieve the stress in it and stuff. My understanding is the PLA Plus also does a higher temperature as far as being exposed into the sun. UV protection, I don't know about, but as far as heat goes, I guess it does better.
Yeah, I've been looking at, there are actually quite a few new filaments that are coming out. I've been watching some of the YouTube channels over the last couple of days, and they've been talking about, oh boy, I can't even remember, another PE something, and it's not PEG or PETG or something, or the PET stuff, but they've got some new filaments that are coming out that are out there. They're not cheap, they said, but if you're into really neat structural things, and I have ABS glass fiber, I picked some up, haven't used it yet, it's still in the box, but that's supposed to help with structural strengths as well, and my enclosed printer will handle that with no issue. And the ABS works fine. It just, yeah, I think that doing it in the oven basically helps to seal the layer lines together, and that's basically what happened for the structure when the leg broke off. Each layer, as far as that, once it got from the frame and started to build the legs up, again, you got those individual using a 4 millimeter hot end, and that's basically snapped right at one of the layers. So having the T's help support it, but I think doing the oven, doing that must melt the kind of the layers together or something to give it, you know, kind of bind it together a little better than laying one layer on top of the other. But yeah, now I got, for the ABS, I have a heated chamber, so I've got a heater that's in there. I set the temperature that I wanted to, it'll raise it to that. And in the heat bed, I can also preheat the bed to help warming that up so it reaches the desired level. And then I have two internal HEPA carbon filters, and then I use one of the home filters that's also HEPA carbon in the room down there, too, in the basement, to help with it. And it was noticeable this time right at first when I started printing, but it leveled right off, and my monitor, it didn't even raise past the green level.
Good. Keep a close eye on it, because someone recently got some ASA poisoning. They were online. They indicated what happened to them. So, not good. Not good. The fumes are not good.
Yeah, I try and stay out of the basement at least at that point. And like I said, I've got an air quality monitor sitting right next to the printer. And It stayed in the green on all facets. It monitors like 9 different things. So I don't know how good it is. You know, it wasn't a $10,000 monitor, you know, with one of the Amazon specials for, you know, $45 or something like that I paid. So it's gone up, but it's never gone out of the green or safe layer level, is what they say. So that's a good thing. But with three filters, I don't have anything exhausting it outside, but with 3 filters it seems to work okay. So we'll see how it works. She was trying to get, she put Kitty in it yesterday and didn't like it because she didn't know what to do with it, but she's got a trainer, my daughter's got a trainer to get in it, and also to figure out the best way to get her in it. We have a little cat harness that she has to wear around her shoulders, and then her belly and back legs rest in a little cradle, little cloth cradle to hold her up so she can try and move. So as she gets time, she will hopefully get better at using it, but it seems to, the ABS and the support seem to work.
That's good. That's good. The rest of you can depend upon Miss Kitty.
After that, it's going to nylon or something in that realm, and I don't have any of that. I'm kind of stuck with ABS, TPU, PLA, PLA Plus, you know, and then variants matted and silk and things like that. But it seemed to work out fine. I was doing some Christmas things. I found some little Christmas fences to use for my wife's the houses and that she puts up on the fireplace mantle from what series 60, 56 or something that they use in the different craft shows, and I printed those. Those came out really nice, so she has those around on the fireplace now for those little fences. So came out nice. KC8YVF.
KCBOA. I think that's Department 56. Department 56, I believe what it is. Sounds like you're not into the Christmas villages.
That is it. That's what it was. So, yeah, I know it was something 56. I just didn't know what it was from there. But, yeah, that did it. And then I did another little winter scene. And I went over to Michael's yesterday and bought some of these little Christmas trees, little brush Christmas trees to go on it. They'll get glued on it. So I got that to go too. I just was looking for some little micro lights, and nobody had any that I needed. So all they had was colored. I want just white, and the one string that I did find was like 30 feet long, and I said I need no more than 3 feet to go in this tiny little village that I printed. So a little much for that. So wife is going to go out today in a couple of places. She said she'd take a look, so I'll see if she got anything. So. All right, Rick, it just pulled on the driveway. Thanks for riding along with me tonight. We'll talk to you on the net. KC8YVF, back over to you.
Okay, very good, Rod. We'll talk to you today on the net. 73, and have a good evening. KC8VOA.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 15 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 11 degrees.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is KD8MMH. That's Kilo Delta 8, Mike Hotel. And I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City. I will be in and out, Mike, 7-3.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Have you checked in as in and out this evening? Appreciate it. Have a great week, 7-3. Do we have any other mobile short time or in and out stations? If so, please call Net Control now. At this time, I will take check-ins from any EchoLink stations. Any EchoLink stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. All other stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call Net Control now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw Township.
This is AEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Dave, WEDW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KF8EDQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
This is KC8DOA.
This is November 8 Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is 88DAZ, Mini Burke, no traffic.
Alright, good start to the list here. Let me run down what I have so far, see if there's any corrections or if you pick anyone else up afterwards. First off, I have Dave, KE8PCQ is an in-and-out station. Thank you, Dave. Regular check-ins for this evening, I have Ron, KC8YBF, followed by Tom, NADUI, I have Dave, W8DW, I have Mike, KF8EDQ, I have Rick, KC8VOA, followed by Bob, N8KPR, and I have Minnie, KD8PAZ. Did I miss anyone, or are there any corrections, or would anyone else like to join our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now.
KD8PACI, just in Oakley, no traffic.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Picked up Jeff. We'll add you to our list. Any other check-ins for our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. So with that, we will go ahead and get started. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. Another cold one out there today, and it looks like we're in for some more of the white stuff coming up here late tonight, early tomorrow morning, and then into Wednesday also, possibly, from what I've heard on the news and whatever, maybe three to five total over the next couple days, but just tomorrow morning, maybe less than an inch tomorrow, but anyway, be prepared, put your winter driving habits into use, and be prepared for it.
All right. I'd like to thank everyone for coming out to our December club meeting last Friday night, our Christmas potluck and club meeting, and our nominations and elections for 2026. So thank you, everyone, for that. And then, Ron, thanks for doing the Aries breakfast and presentation on Saturday morning out at the Riverside. Thanks to everyone that showed up out at the Riverside for that presentation. That was very nice also. So with that, we'll go ahead and get started this evening. First up on our list, we'll have Ron, KC8YVF, and Standby Tom. Ron, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike. Everyone on the net tonight. Yeah, depending on what station you listen to, and I'm looking at the National Weather Service, snow total forecast for Saginaw for tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, 1 to 2 inches. And snow total for Tuesday night into Wednesday for our area here, at least mid-central northern Saginaw County, and an additional 3 to 4. So all told, you could get anywhere from maybe 4 inches up to 6 inches. I know Channel 12 down in Genesee County for Saginaw, they were saying into around the 6-inch range, all total, said and done by Wednesday afternoon. So we'll wait and see what we get. We're going to get something, but something we're probably going to have to shovel, unfortunately. I'd like to just take the leaf blower and blow it all away, but it's not going to happen. It'll probably be wet stuff again. So we'll see what we got. As Mike said, thank you, everyone, that turned out for the meeting on Friday and for the Aries breakfast on Saturday. We had a good time out there. I think we had 8 people that attended. I have several additional awards for people who did not attend the breakfast, so hopefully I get to see you at one of the club meetings here in January or sometime soon. So it was good there. Our top award winner for this year was Tom NADUI. So thank you, Tom, for all your effort and hard work and trainings and everything else that you've done over the years. You won our top award for this year. So thank you and congratulations on that. For me, I had Friday off from work, which was nice. I got quite a bit of things done around the house. I also got some banking done that I've been wanting to do for quite some time. So I got that done and accomplished. In between meetings on Thursday night, meetings on Friday night, Saturday we had the breakfast, and then I had Saturday afternoon, I had some friends in town from Illinois. So we got with them, and we went out for dinner, and then came back to the house and had a drink and talked until 11 o'clock at night. So they headed back to the hotel then on Saturday night. They were also visiting with some friends on Sunday, and they were supposed to leave back today. So I will be sending him a text here shortly after the net to make sure that he and his wife got back to their home in Illinois okay. They had about an 8.5-hour drive or so for good weather. If the roads were good all the way, about 8.5 hours from my house down to their house in Illinois. So, and he's 80 years old and she's 81, so it's kind of a haul for both of them. So hopefully everything turned out okay for them. They didn't have any issues. Then printing things on the printer. I got some more things accomplished. Nothing printing tonight. I kind of took a break here tonight, and I'll probably start on more things tomorrow. I've got a lot of Christmas things to do, but I don't think I'm going to get them all done between now and Christmas Day. So some of these things may have to wait until after. So that's what I got for this go-around, Mike. Thanks for doing that. I'll be here at the end of the net for the report. So we'll see you then. KC8YVF, back to net.
All right. Well, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight. And yeah, like you, with the snow coming, I also like the blower just to get the little dusting off. That seems to work pretty good, a lot easier than shoveling or whatever, quick and easy with the blower. But yeah, unfortunately, it sounds like we're going to have to, probably not enough for the snow blower this time, but enough that we will have to get the shovels out for this one. We'll be back around to here shortly for the 73 round. All right, next up we'll go to Tom, NADUI, and Standby Dave. Tom, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Oh,
Okay, thanks, Mike. This is NEUI. Hello, everyone. Everyone's doing well. Yes, we're supposed to get some more snow later this week. Tomorrow, I guess. Tomorrow night. And Wednesday. And, yeah, I just keep the snowblower at the ready. I have a nice big wide push shovel, too, when we get the inch or less variety of snow. It's wide. It's 4 feet wide. I got it over at Wolf Isles last year. And it's as wide as the sidewalk, so I just go one swath down the sidewalk and then my driveway, you know, back and forth 3 or 4 or 5 times, and it's done. But if we get more snow, I'll just have to fire up the snowblower and use that. So I'm ready either way. Let me break real quick. Yes, Friday night, it's good to see everybody there. Most everybody, we had a good crowd there Friday night for the potluck. Good food, lots of food, lots of good food. I mean, I went away stuffed, and so it was a lot of good food. And then the Saturday morning breakfast, we got a good crowd there, and good food also. And I want to thank everybody. Yeah, I got the George E. Deaton Memorial Award, and I was quite surprised. I wasn't expecting that, so it was nice. It was a great honor to receive that. And I received the Aries Award and my Savar Net Award, so I'm happy to receive those awards. More paper to put on the walls, so I got to get some frames for them and put them on. So, and that's about it for me today. Over the weekend, we didn't do much over the weekend, Barb and I, but we went out and some grocery some Christmas shopping and a little grocery shopping this afternoon, so we're going to be back at it on Wednesday. We've got pretty well everything purchased and half of it wrapped, so we're okay. So we don't want to get behind, you know, it gets too overwhelming. So we started purchasing it and wrapping and get it done a little at a time so we're not overwhelmed like Christmas. So anyways, I'm going to toss it back to control and hear what everybody else is saying. So until then, this is NAEUI.
Hey, very good, Tom. Thanks for joining us tonight, and congratulations on all the awards you did receive there Saturday morning. Well-deserved. And, yeah, like you, I also have one of the wide snow shovels. I think I got mine at the Ace Hardware in Bithynn there quite a few years ago. It's fairly lightweight. It's a plastic, a harder plastic, but I think mine's probably 4 foot wide, too. And it, like you said, it's great for the less than one-inch snow to get. Clears it quick and makes quick work of it, and it's quite easy to get the snow off with a shovel that wide. So, all right, next up, well, before we go to Dave, this is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KADAC repeater. All right, next up we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and stand by Mike, KF8EDQ. Dave, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. KD8MMH, W8BW. Yeah, it was good to see everybody on at the breakfast on Friday. That was fun. As far as snow goes, I got my John Deere tractor sitting in the garage, but I have not got the chains on it yet. So if we get any snow at all, I'll be out there probably putting chains in it. I got the smaller snow blower, but it... it'll do the job, but what happens, especially all by the road, the bigger one's a lot better. I think I used the big one last year 2 or 3 times only, though, so it does not get a lot of use, but that's sort of a good thing. Over the last couple of days, I've been playing with I've got an older laptop that was running Windows. I've changed the operating system over to Kelly. To Kylie Linux. It's basically a hacking machine right now. It's they've got a lot of software built right in, basically for they call ethical hacking. Or what you can do is you can try and hack your own system, look for vulnerabilities in your own network system, your own computer system. So after I think 5 tries. The computer crashed 4 times before I finally got it. I just got back up from it. and it's up running now, so I can start playing with it tomorrow. I've got it also on, I've got the same program on a Raspberry Pi, but I wanted to put it on this this laptop, so we've got on it an older Dell, so we'll be playing with that. That's about all I got this time around there, so I'll turn it back to you there, Mike. KD8MMH, W8DW.
Very good, Dave. Thanks for joining us tonight, and good job on all the computer updates and things you're working on. Sounds like fun. Next, we'll go to Mike, KF8EDQ, and then I'll do a quick standby before we go down to Rick. Mike, KF8EDQ, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
KDAMMH and the group. It's good to hear everybody, and let's see, it was, oh my gosh, I ate so well on Friday. That was a delicious meal. I was so full and content. What a good smorgasbord, a good array of things to choose from, and I think I tried just about everything that we had there. Let's see, Thursday, I did my normal, it's been a pretty normal week. I went, I went and visited with Ducky and walked some dogs this weekend. I've got every Friday off this month, so I went and walked dogs and did shelter things on Friday. What else? I stayed home on Sunday and played around here and did some chores, and today was a work day, so I was working. I got quite a few things accomplished today, so I'm pretty happy. Took the dogs for a walk. It was a pretty normal day. Stayed warm. Staying on the warm side of the door. Didn't do too much otherwise. So, I think that's all I got for this round. This is KF8EDQ. I'll pass it back to Matt.
All right, very good, Mike. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Good seeing you there Friday night out at the club meeting. And, like you said, we had a lot of excellent food. I'd like to thank everyone that that brought something to donate to our potluck. Everything was, like Mike said, everything was delicious, and we had plenty of food. You definitely did not go away from the potluck hungry on Friday night. So appreciate that. Thank you, everyone. All right, this is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association. Net on the KDAC repeater. Do we have any others wishing to join our Monday night net? If so, please call net control now. Okay, nothing heard, so
DRC, Rochester, Jack,
VOA, and stand by Bob. Rick, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike. You kind of doubled with Jack there. So Jack's in there as well. Yeah, I think he's on Echo Link. For myself, not a whole lot new going on. Same old stuff. Working on little projects here and there. And I do have the 3D printer going. I did decide to print that vacuum hose connector and so forth. And we're done here tonight. This is probably one and done tonight for me. I'm going to go ahead and get the other printer going and print a Christmas ornament out as well. And other than that, just playing with computers a little bit and cleaning up around here a little bit. So that's what I've been doing. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control 73 from KC8VOA.
All right, well, very good, Rick. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Good seeing you there Friday night and Saturday out at our club meeting and the club breakfast. And appreciate you joining us tonight, and 7-3 to you all, so you have a great week ahead. And like Rick said, I doubled with Jack. Jack, if you're out there and you want to join our next, go right ahead, come now and give your call sign and join our net. Go ahead, Jack.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for running the net. Hey, I'm Jack. I'm from Rochester, Michigan. I was out there yesterday at Swap Shop, Lens Cruiser at Swap Shop, And there was a lot of people out that way. I would say near 200 people, they were out there. A lot of people bought a lot of things. And it was so good. It turned out really good yesterday. And it was that swap shop was in Troy, right on Big Beaver Road between John R. and Rochester Road. And I had a good time there. I was talking to a few people. And one of the gentlemen was from DX Engineering out there. And he was just looking around and everything, see what kind of deal he gets. And I talked to him for a few minutes. Present myself to him and everything else. And really, it was good turned out yesterday for that swap shop. I mean, they had radios and they had even antennas they had. They have Yagi antennas out there. And the new thing is the tag. Somebody brought the machine, tag machine. It works on a computer, and you put your cosign there on that little tag. You know what I mean? And like a keychain tag. That's how was it? He had an infrared. He put it in the box, and I made one. It cost $10. And that's all I have for you. Everyone have a good evening. KF8-DRC.
Hey, Jack, thanks for joining us tonight. What was the call again? Was that KF8, Delta, India, Charlie?
KF8, Detroit, Rock City.
Okay, I got KF8 at DRC. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and Standby Mini. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike. Everybody else on that? Mike, how can we get Detroit, Rock City? But, yeah, a little more snow coming. But that's okay. It's Michigan this winter. Although, the last several winters, we haven't gotten much snow before Christmas. So, I think last year was a white Christmas, if I remember right. I remember it was really cold, but I don't think we had any snow. But I had accomplished a lot today. I had to replace the wife's over-the-range microwave, and this has been taking about 2 weeks to do it, but because I had backsplash, I had to redo, which turned out excellent, I might add, and it wasn't just easy stuff. It was different colors and different size pieces in it, and so you had to try and match the pattern up, but anyways, it looked good. And then, of course, you know, with over the range, you gotta get that metal bracket that fits on the bag. That's gonna be exactly the right height. And I just happened to have two studs back there. I could bolt into, so that worked out well. And then, of course, you gotta drill your hole in the cabinet for the two screws that hold it up, plus the plug. And of course, they're not in the same position as the other microwave. So you gotta do that. And I had templates, but they, you know. Long story short, I called my brother-in-law up yesterday. He came over this morning, and we had it up in 5 minutes. I was impressed with myself. I actually didn't have to cobble nothing together trying to make it work. So that worked out well. And still got some other small projects that the wife's redoing, two bedrooms, and I still got some little things to do in there yet. But we'll get to it when we get to it all winter. Well, actually, don't get till Christmas, I guess. But she's keeping me busy. That's about all I can say. So I haven't been on radio. The HF fans have been really quiet today. I mean, as far as noise goes, background noise. And, I mean, I was picking up stations. They had a, like, 5.2, 5.3 signal report. I mean, you could hear them perfectly well. It just wasn't much of a signal to them. Normally, you can't even hear them when it's they're that low. But that's it for this go-around. Back to net at AKPR.
All right, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Yeah, with the microwave, good job on getting that installed. I don't have that issue with an over-the-stove microwave. I just have the old-style counter one. It's old. It's a magic stuff. I think it's probably at least 20 years old, but it keeps plugging along. So I guess when it bites the dust, I don't have the issues you had with mounting it and everything else. Just take the old one out, pop the new one on the counter, and be done with it. But good job on the microwave there, Bob. Appreciate you joining us. All right, next we'll go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and standby Jeff. Minnie, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, KD8MMH. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. Got a good net going here. It's good to hear everybody in here. Was good to see everybody there Saturday. I enjoyed the talking with Gordy, him and I had quite a talk there. It's the first time I've talked to him that long in quite a while. So anyway, and enjoyed the rest of you there. And I also got a Savara Net Award, too. So, of course, I've been getting one, it seems like, every year. So, anyway, other than that, congratulations to Tom there for the Georgie Deaton Award there and everyone else that got awards. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8MMH.
Very good, Minnie. Yeah, it was good seeing you there Saturday also. Haven't seen you in a while now that fall has rolled around with getting dark out earlier. I know you don't like driving out in the dark out there. So, yeah, it was good seeing you, and congratulations on the net attendance award. Yeah, what would our nets be on Monday nights without Minnie in there? So good job on that. All right, next up we'll go to Jeff, K8KCI. And that'll bring us down to the bottom to Jack. Jeff, K8KCI, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it. And, yes, thanks for doing the net. And thanks for everybody that brought the great meal. It was very good. It hit the spot. There's lots there. And I want to thank everybody. Mostly Ron on the awards still, new to the club, so it was kind of neat having that being presented. So even though I started on late, I did pretty good, so I keep trying. But I like having the bench, and I guess when you're retired now, you got time to do it, especially in the wintertime when I know there's things to do. But other than that, I want to say, Mike, I got my Raspberry Pi working, and we got the old 10 o'clock rolling, so that's working pretty good. And other than that, just been trying to do my 12 days of Christmas for the old, QRZ, and get that award. So other than that, it was good seeing everybody, as always, and we'll catch you in the next round. KCI, back to you. Net control, Mike.
Very good, Jeff. Yeah, it was good seeing you there also, Friday night and Saturday morning out at our awards banquet. So thank you so much, and we'll be back around to you here shortly for our 73 round. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. We had Jack in there already, KF8DRC. So we'll start back to the top of our list with Ron, KC8YVF, for our 73 round. And stand by, Tom. Ron, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike, everyone on the net. I've been listening to the net here and working in the shop. I'm working on one of my 3D projects. Right now I am putting conveyor belts together. So this is one of the kids' projects that I printed out about a month or so ago, or maybe even a little longer, and I've been slowly trying to get to it to put it together. I got the remote control put together. I got the base of the game put together. Over the weekend, I got the little remote control robot, all the electronics and servo motors and things in that, and got the robot put together. And now it's building the four or five conveyor belts. And putting those together isn't too bad as far as the frame. It's just getting the conveyor belt itself together. It's, again, it's all plastic. And, boy, it's very tight. So I'm trying to pull two ends together and then push two pins in. So basically I need like four hands. two hands to pull the belt tight together, and then at least one other person trying to push the little push pins into the holes to lock the belt together as a continuous loop. So I managed to get one done. I had some pretty good indents on my fingers trying to push those pins in, plus try and hold it together. But I may quit for tonight here. I may get my wife to help me do that, and have her at least take a pair of pliers and just slightly, you know, or something to push the pins in with, rather than the fleshy part of your fingers. That didn't feel too good. But other than that, nothing else going on for me this week. I'm done for the year, at least for EC duties. It does not start up again until we hit basically, you know, the next public service thing. The thing that we do is Winter Field Day coming up the last weekend, 24th, 25th of January. So looking forward to that again. But I am done and now and can relax at least for this month and through most of January. And then come April again, it starts all over and I get all of my things again. Other than monthly reports, I still have those to do. So it's time to relax at least for about 6 weeks here before things start to ramp up again for next year. So 73, everyone, have a great week. Be careful if you're out in the snow tomorrow and or into Wednesday and that. So be careful if you're out there. We'll talk to you later, KCYVF, back to that.
Hey, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead. Take it easy with the fingers there and putting your stuff together. I know we make third-hand tools, but I've never heard of a fourth-hand tool, and it kind of sounds like you could use one of those. Anyway, I'll be back around to you here shortly for our the net report for this evening. Next up, we'll go to Tom, N8EUI, and standby Dave. Tom, good evening to you again. Go right ahead.
Okay, Mike, thanks very much. This is N8EUI again. Let's see, I'm building a few Christmas-related 3D printed projects, too. Basically, just some little snowmen. My granddaughter, for her, and one for my wife, and for her twin sister. The parts are printed up different colors. I don't have a color printer, so the parts are separately printed colors, so it makes it easier and less waste. Basically, it's a white snowman with a black top hat, but the scarves are different colors. So my granddaughter, she loves the color purple, so I'm going to make a scarf purple, and my wife make hers red, and then her twin sister's an MSU fan, so I got to make a green scarf, so just for old, for the team, for MSU. So that's what I'm doing. I'm finishing them up on those probably this week, get them all glued together, and get them ready to give away. And let me break real quick. And also, I noticed there's a couple of contests this weekend. One's a PSK31 digital contest, and then the ARRL 10-meter contest. They're both starting at the same time, so I may have to go back and forth. We'll see what the bands are. Any of our technician class members can operate in the phone section of 10 meters too. So just because it's 10 meters, you don't have a general or above license, you can still operate on 10 meters. There's a section. It's actually most of the time people in the higher class license will go down to the technician part of 10 meters just to get those contacts for the contest. So if anybody's a technician, is interested, it's just a little laid-back contest. I operated last year, and 10 meters, it might be a little, if the conditions are continue, like Bob said earlier tonight, maybe 10 meters may be doing pretty good, we'll see. So I'm going to try that along with the digital contest also. Like I said, I might hop back and forth to see what happens. So, or it might be a bust, it's happened too. The contests just don't happen. It's just the time I get on is not conducive to making good contacts, so we'll see. Anyways, that's about it for me on this end. I'm going to toss it back, and like I said,
like Ron said, I mean, you know, be careful out there, the snow, it doesn't take much, you know, you get any couple, an inch or two of snow, it could be just as treacherous as it was 6 or 7 inches, too, so everybody be careful out there, and we'll talk to you guys, everybody, hopefully next Monday night. Until then, this is NAEUI, saying good night, 73.
Right, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Good job on the 3D printed snowmen there. Sounds like a fun project to work on. And if you do the contest here this coming weekend, good luck in the contest. All right, next up we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and standby Mike. Dave, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike, KD8MMH, W8DW. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot more. We're, like I say, my project, I guess, is trying to get the chains on the tractor tomorrow. Mary's been putting some of the decorations on the Christmas tree. We got it up. Got a pre-lit. Actually, there's quite a few of the branches that aren't lit. And it's only, I think it's only 2 years old. I think we bought it a year before last. And So I looked at it. Actually, I had the one group I got, finally found a bulb that was bad, put a new one in, they all flashed real bright, and all of them went out, so that it's, I don't think that's going to happen, but it still looks good. The tree's got 700 lights on it, and there's probably about only 500 or 100 of them are lit, so, and it's bright enough. It's, I don't need any more than that. But, yeah, I'll be playing with a computer again tomorrow. I got some stuff that I want to try out, we'll be playing with it. And we may be switching computers for the on the Echolink that I'm using, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, everyone have a good one, and catch you all down the log. KD8MMH, W8BW.
All right, very good, Dave. Thanks for joining us this evening. Well, if you work on your Christmas tree lights, good luck with that. I know some of those can be quite a pain to figure out what's wrong with them and try to get the one work to get them all to work. So good luck on that, and good luck with the computer project you're working on. All right, next up we'll go to Mike, KFH-EDQ, and standby Bob. Mike, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
KD8MMH in the group again. This is KF8EDQ. Let's see. I don't know. I've got Friday off again this weekend. Nice long 3-day weekend. I'll probably find stuff to do. I've got to get back up in the attic and rearrange my antenna. Probably walk some dogs and maybe even go out to eat this weekend. I don't know. We'll see. I haven't been playing too much radio lately, but we'll probably change that. I've been doing more radio projects, and I've been doing more setting up of radio than I have been using the radio, which, to be honest, I enjoy just as much as using the radio. So, that's about it. I'll say 7-3 to the group, and it's good to hear everybody, and we'll talk again next week. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll pass it back to Nat.
All right, very good, Mike. I appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and enjoy your Fridays off. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Nat, on the KADAC repeater. All right, continuing on down our list, next we will go to Bob, N8KPR, and standby Mini. Bob, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good evening again, everyone. This is N8KPR, Bob in Frankenmuth Township. Town's all lit up. Well, tomorrow I have a Christmas party to go to tomorrow afternoon. It's for anybody and everybody that worked at Plant 5 at the Buick in Flint. And so there's going to be a lot of people there I know, a lot of people I don't know. I think I spent about 7 years in that plant. So, you know, I got to know a lot of people. but, you know, we're all getting older, and so I'm sure every year the party's going to get smaller, but I'll enjoy it regardless. It's always fun. It's only, what, from 1 to 5 p.m., 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., 4 hours. So it's at, Black Horse Bar on Dixie Highway in Clio. I think it's Clio. Yeah, it's Clio. It's not Mount Morris. So anyways, let's spend an afternoon there talking to old friends and old coworkers. And almost done with the honey-do list here. Like I said, it's got to be done before Christmas, so get done with that, and then I can start doing something I want to do. I got some things, some radio stuff I want to do, some woodworking stuff I want to do, so, I got made a trip to Cleveland. I got to go down there for a band concert, and my daughter's in a symphony orchestra. I got to go down there for that and check that out and visit my granddaughter and deliver some, my wife bought new furniture too for the two bedrooms, so I've got, and I asked my daughter if she wanted it, so she says, yeah, her stuff, she says it's falling apart, so I says, well, this stuff is old, but it's built well, and it's in perfect shape, so I'll drop that off to her, take that down there, hope I can fit everything in the truck. If I had a topper on my fiberglass topper like I did in my old truck, I'd be fine, but I don't have that in my new truck. It's just a flat lano cover type thing. Well, thanks for doing that, Mike. Everybody have a great week. And talk to you again soon. Back to Net Control. It's NAKPR.
Great. Very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. 7-3 to you. You have a great week ahead. And, yeah, you mentioned dropping the older furniture off. Sometimes it seems like the older furniture was built a lot better and stronger than some of the stuff they're putting out there nowadays. So I think she's probably getting a good deal with the furniture there. Sounds good. All right, next up we'll go to Minnie, KDHPAZ, and standby Jeff. Minnie, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening there again, Mike. This is KDHPAZ. Yeah, I just went over and looked at my thermometer. It's only 5 degrees out there, so it's pretty cold. Staying inside on this side of the door, staying warm. So other than that, then not much else going on. Everybody have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week. This is KDHPAZ, back to KDHMNH.
All right, very good, Minnie. 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead. Good hearing you on our net here. And I just checked my thermometer. It's a little bit warmer here. I've got 13 degrees here in Carlton Township. So, yeah, you're a little bit colder down there in the Berg area than we are up here. So, all right, thanks again, and 7-3. All right, next we'll go to Jeff, KAKCI, and standby Jack. Jeff, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Oh, thanks, Mike. We appreciate it. Well, you guys way up north there going to get more snow. I just looked there. It says 1 inch of rain for Wednesday, so we're right on that line. We're always right on the line, but I think last week I shot out an email to everybody because it was freezing rain the other night, even when we were down here. So we'll see how that works. We're supposed to get snow first, and then that rain, and a little mix in between. So it's going to be interesting for the next couple of days. But that is Michigan. So if you don't like it, just wait a minute. Something else will happen. So we'll say 7-3s, everybody. And we'll be hitting missing on the old contest this weekend. We'll see. I've been talking on 10 and a few other ones, but 10 didn't really come in. We got Aurora come in right now. Like it's up in the Canada right now and down below us in the Arctic. So you'll be surprised what happens right in time for the contest. So anyways, back to you. We appreciate it.
Have a good night.
Jeff, appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead. And, yeah, like you mentioned with the rain and sleet and whatever, I'd seen that on the news, too. I'm thinking it was probably the Channel 5 WNEM weather that they had this evening. And it looked like the rain-sleet line was a little bit south of us here in Saginaw, but they said there is a possibility that we could still get a mix-up here. So we will keep our fingers crossed and hope that we don't get hit too hard here in the next couple days. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Jack, KF8DRC, and that'll bring us to the bottom of our list. Jack, good evening once again to you. 73 round, go right ahead.
Yes, KF8DRC. Yeah, I forgot to say, the 10 meter was going on today from, I would say, from 9:15 all the way to about 11 o'clock. 10 meter is really active. I don't know how that is, but it is really active in this cold weather. Also, everyone have a good evening. And thank you for letting me talk on this computer. I really appreciate that. Thank you again. KF8. DRC.
All right, very good, Jack. 7-3 to you also. You have a great weekend, and thanks for joining us this evening. Brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savara Net?
I have one, KF8DRC. Every morning, I'm on a GM repeater. Every morning, I go about after 8 o'clock. That's all I have. KF8DRC.
Okay, thanks for that announcement there, Jack. Reminder about the GM repeater, the GM net. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all of those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, KD8MMH. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. Thank you, one and all. Have a safe week ahead, and if you're driving out in the snow, stay safe out driving around in the snow. Ron, KC8YVF, I'll be with you here in 1 minute while I get the numbers together for the net report. Hey, KC8YVF, KD8MMH, let me know if you're ready for the net report, Ron.
I am ready, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, this will be my number 161. 161, routine, hotel x-ray golf, KD8MMH, check of 8, Saginaw, Michigan, December 8th, 2025, and it's being addressed to yourself. Ron Huss at amateur call Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Break for text. Total check-ins, figure 11, 1-1. Total time. Figure 50, 50 minutes, x-ray, and no more. I'll copy.
I've got the net report, Mike. Thank you very much for doing the net tonight and the report. And we'll talk to you
next Sunday or next Monday, I guess. So have a good week. KH8YBF clear. Sounds good, Ron. Thank you also. KD8MMH cleared.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 9 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 7 degrees.